Thank you for making Home Show Early Edition part of your Sunday morning. I'm Charlie Mojer, and I'm joined by Mary Cummings at RCW Nurseries. Hey, Mary.
Good morning.
Hey, I got a question here from Danny, and it's probably on a lot of minds right now as we come out of this very rugged winter that we just lived through. He says, I have some very nice St. Augustine, but I'm not sure if it's time to fertilize or not. I want your advice on that. And then he also says, lots of his landscape plants don't look like they've made it through the winter, but he can't be sure, and he doesn't want to throw something out if he doesn't have to. So what do you say about fertilizing and then doing triage on those plants?
Now's a great time to fertilize. If you use a chemical fertilizer, make sure to water it in really well. If you use an organic fertilizer, you don't need to fertilize. You don't need to water at all.
Okay, now I know you prefer the organic.
In the long run, it's cheaper, and you wind up using less water.
Okay. Now, what about the plants around the yard? How does he triage those to figure out what's living and what's not going to come back?
The best thing to do is to take your fingernail or a pocket knife and scrape the bark on the plant. If it's green underneath, it's probably still alive, and you should at least give it a couple more weeks to have a chance
okay.
to pop back out. If you see nothing but brown underneath the wood, you just keep going all the way down till you see some green, or just yank the plant out if there's nothing green on it.
All right. So what would be a good choice right now for replacing, Mary? I mean, some of these plants haven't made through. Maybe they weren't supposed to. What are some hardy ones we can look at to put in the ground this spring?
If you want some color in your yard all summer long, you can go back and plant some tropicals like Azoras, Hibiscus, Esperanzas, Durantas will give you tons of color all summer long. If you want to go with something green in the sun, you can do some viburnums, some Indian hawthorns, Laura petalums. In the shade, things like azaleas are always a winner.
All right, and I know where I can go find those up at near, say, 249 in the Beltway there at RCW.
Yeah, there's a little place over here.
Okay, but it's a nice place. That's Mary from RCW Nurseries. You can learn more about them at homeshowradio.com. Mary, thanks for being with us this morning.
You're so welcome.